Hi, my name's Chloe Tia. I'm 22 years old and I am registered blind. During lockdown, I've lived at home, which is something I've done ever since I came back from uni. But I think the lockdown has kind of posed a lot of different challenges for visually impaired people.
What do you think some of those challenges are?
I think a lot of it has just been able to go out. And I know everybody else is stuck indoors, but the one thing I found really challenging was navigating places because they'd all changed to kind of suit COVID regulations. Yet that wasn't very accessible to me. For example, one-way systems around shops or queuing up or even just staying 2 meters away from people. I think it's the information that we've had has been very visual, and therefore it's hard to kind of continue going out.
It's like the little stickers on the floor and things like that saying keep 2 meters, you know, the little markers and stuff, they're not very accessible, are they really?
Well, no, not at all. And even like, for example, my local supermarket has two doors. Previously, you could go in either, whereas now it's a one way in, one way out. And like to begin with, obviously I didn't know that, and I know from like my friends' experiences and things that people could get quite aggressive just because you went in the wrong door. And I fully understand the severity of COVID and kind of how important it is to stick to these measures, but if you can't see the vital information, then it poses a big challenge.
How's it been living at home? Has that been a positive, do you think, or has it, you know, been a negative? What's your experience been sort of being at home with your family?
So I moved back home after I finished uni, and I'd spent university living away with friends, and initially it was a massive adjustment coming back home. And I'd say there was another adjustment in lockdown due to just everyone being at home. So I've worked from home since way before the pandemic, and I was kind of used to having the house to myself from about 8 o'clock in the morning till 6 p.m. And I suppose that was kind of my space, my time. And with my stepdad working from home, my mum was furloughed a bit. My sister was doing her schoolwork. So yeah, it became a very busy environment, and that just took some getting used to and kind of finding new ways to kind of get my own space. But then the other side of it, it's been a massive positive because we've not fallen out. We've not actually had that many arguments. You know, and even if it's a case of being able to get food, there's always company, even if we might be sick of each other by now. But yeah, I think just having people around you has really helped. And I can't imagine kind of what it must have been like to go through the past year if you live by yourself.
Yeah, I mean, it is an adjustment getting used to being around your family all the time, and there can be rifts and stuff, but you just appreciate them a bit more, I think, and having them around. And like you say, it must have been so lonely if you were alone.
Yeah, definitely. And even like as a visually impaired person, I know at the beginning we weren't prioritized for food delivery, but then we're being turned away from actual supermarkets due to the fact we couldn't social distance.
Has that improved over the lockdowns and over the year?
I think over the year, definitely. I've never had a problem going into a supermarket, and we are eligible now for deliveries. But yeah, I think like the very first lockdown, however long that seems now, that we almost fell through the gap in terms of support, and we weren't necessarily considered.
What have been some of the positives?
Well, for me, I love reading, and while at university, I kind of fell out of love, but it's actually been over lockdown that I've well and truly got back into reading. So in 2020, I wrote 30 books.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Even I'm like, what?
We need a book recommendation. Come on, what's the best one?
Oh, probably The Family Upstairs. Just so many good books. I've actually got a thread on Twitter where I kind of put all my books for the year.
What's your handle again for Twitter?
It's Chloe L. Tia.
There you go, check it out. How do you feel about coming out of lockdown? It's been a year, it's been a really tough year, and now, you know, we can see the light at the end of the tunnel. How do you feel about coming out of lockdown?
Very much mixed emotions. Like, I'm so excited to kind of get back to the mundane things that we've not been allowed to do yet. I'm still really worried, kind of, I could still get COVID. I kind of, the level of support or assistance might not be as it was, like on trains, or even just being out in like a busy Leeds city centre. That's something that for me is harder to process anyway. But I think because I've not done it for so long, I'm kind of worried it'll be a bit of a shock to the system.
What would help then? What would help the move out of lockdown and the worry about comments and stressful situations that, you know, blind and partially sighted people find themselves in literally every day? What would help?
I think just be considerate and be understanding. We're trying our best, but if we go down an aisle the wrong way or anything like that, we don't necessarily deserve abuse for that. Yeah, I just think that it's going to be more daunting for us, and I kind of think that support from the public would be appreciated. It's like, are we almost resorting back to segregation of disabled people? And I think the next few months, as lockdown eases, it's going to become apparent, like, how society will react to disabled people. Because I think we've been portrayed throughout the pandemic as vulnerable, but also that our lives don't necessarily mean as much. You know, with people being like, well, I won't die from COVID because I'm not disabled or old, therefore it doesn't matter. So I think it's going to be very telling over the next few months kind of how society reacts. And I think we're going to go one of two ways. And I just hope that people are considerate rather than leaning towards segregation.
We've adjusted as much as possible to the daily challenges the pandemic has created. But some of the more visual safety measures, like social distancing and changes to the environment, are going to continue to be major barriers to independence and confidence. As lockdown eases, we've got services and resources to help rebuild any lost confidence, and we're calling on the public and businesses to maintain the space, be patient, be helpful. To access support or information, please phone the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999.